Welcome to the Spiritual Safe House. Get ready to kick off your shoes and embark on a journey of life, spirituality, healing, and personal growth. I'm Marliana Elissaman, your host, a worldwide psychic medium, empath, energy worker, and healer. Together, we'll explore fascinating discussions, offer insightful readings, and uncover the many truths of this world and our universe. Come on in.
Good morning. Welcome, Grand Rising, everybody. This is episode 8 of the Spiritual Safe House. My name is Marliana Elissaman. I'm a worldwide psychic medium, empath, healer, and energy worker. And today, landing in the safe house, hot and quick, is Amy Clark with the Alberta Witches Association, Starfly Promotions, and her own beautiful, wonderful self. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm
great.
Thank
you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show. It's been a long time coming, and I'm so excited for this conversation this morning.
I couldn't agree more. It has been a long time coming. And after our last market together, I was like, this just gelled so well.
It really did. Yeah. Anytime I see you guys, it's just this beautiful connection, and we have so many great conversations and laughs, and it's just wonderful.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoy it. I hope that most do. The market is a place where it was never intended to drive awa or the other way around. And it really is so funny. In the beginning, I was like, oh, did you hear about our market on Facebook in the group? And they were like, oh, yeah, the group. And I was like, oh, so Alberta Witches Association? And they were like, no, the Witches Garden Market Group. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. And I just looked the other day, and that one's over 2,000 people. I don't know. It's just a great space. I think the vibe is what I had always intended for that market. And you bring such an amazing energy to that. So I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored. But it is you guys. It's you. It's Kaylee. It's your support system. All the teammates that you guys have, your vendors, you guys really create this safe space for people. And it's no wonder it's always so busy and your group keeps growing and your followers keep growing. And, you know, as I'm talking about this, I just see more growth for you this year in a lot of ways.
I'm really feeling like 2024 is a different year for me personally. And, you know, when you put ideas out there and they take on the life that awa did, because it really all that starts with an idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went through some shit to get there. I hope that's okay to say here. I figured.
Girl, this is marked explicit. Let's go.
All right. So I did go through a lot of bullshit to get to where we are today. But when you put, that's a piece of you that you put out into the universe, right? Mm-hmm. Out into this space, and each one of these pieces, whether it be Alberta Witches Association or the market and Starfly or my personal business that I intend to grow this year in different ways, with my husband. When you put all that out there, you're kind of leaving yourself wide open for a lot of stuff, right? But if you don't put it out there, if you don't take that chance, if you don't invest in yourself and allow things to grow as they're supposed to, then I'm not living the life that I was meant to live here.
Oh, you were.
So I feel like 2024 is huge growth for those pieces of me.
It is. And it's kind of already happened. You've gone through some pretty deep retreats in terms of shadow work and healing and stuff. How did that go for you?
Yeah. So I met a wonderful woman named Natalie through my friend Leah and experienced a shadow work facilitation retreat at the beginning of March. Now, every season I for the last four seasons, I have ran a shadow work study group under the teachings of Cindy Brannan, in veneration of the goddess Hecate. So when we are working with Hecate and reclaiming pieces of ourselves, a lot of that is from that, it's from a psychological lens and has to do with that deep inner work. So I do that every year as a cycle through the dark time, and the dark time I'm meaning from, like, you know, just after Yule ends till about the end of February. So I attended this retreat right at that time. And we start working on it at Samhain, but it's a progression, right? It's a progression of release and stuff. So at the time that we're working on reclaiming the soul pieces we left in the cave for healing, I go to this retreat. I meet Natalie and go to this retreat. And I had the most profound experience I've had to date. And I felt blocked. I felt blocked. I knew exactly what it was going into it, what I needed to release, what I needed to discuss. And that was this inner child work.
The inner child work can be such a big piece that we often miss in our healing journey.
Yeah, so I went and I experienced this form of shadow work that is different than what we normally experience in the spiritual community. I was expecting group sharing. I was expecting, you know, shamanic journeying, and I was expecting that type of work, but I was not expecting the similarity in working from the lens of the archetypes. I was not expecting that. So it really gelled. And then there were men present.
Cool.
And that was huge, because I felt, for me, it was huge, because there was a balance of energy that I'd never felt before in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally in the spiritual community, it's all a bunch of women.
Pretty much.
When we go to these things, these retreats.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's tough to encourage in the alternative spirituality community, I've learned in my time. So I came out and started everything right at once. I thought, if I'm going to come out as a witch, I'm just going to hit it all running.
Head first, think later.
Yeah. So, and here is where I get scattered, because I'm a little bit nervous too. But back to the shadow work piece, having the men there really changed the game. And it was a way of working with shadow and inner child and just these different aspects of me that I had never encountered before. And so it's taken a while to process. Every day it's integrating a new thing. But it fits perfectly with what I am doing for myself and the guide work that I'm doing with others. So that this is the time for integration, reintegration. Yes. And rebirth is coming. So I really feel like that's going to be an explosion of energy for me.
It will. And what I'm being shown is anybody that's caught in this crossfire is going to emulate in that explosion of energy. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, I'm feeling that very strongly. And it's just all coming together. I'm also an initiate under the Black Ring tradition in a local learning path. And that experience has been incredible. Not what I thought it was going to be.
It never is it?
No, it's not. And I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to learn in these environments.
Oh my gosh. You walk through all these open doors.
I didn't.
There's a door that's open and you go.
Well, I didn't realize that this was going on just in my backyard, as in terms of the shadow work and the next step I needed to take, and it being right there, right at that time. Right? Like, synchronicities are incredible, and I wish I was better at recognizing that manifestation in my own life the way I can see it in others.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of that process, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. It sure is. And you're seeing more in your own life than you have before.
Ever.
Ever. Ever. It's incredible.
I think it started with being able to set healthy boundaries, though.
Yes. And I always tell people that it starts with boundaries internally and externally.
And they can be hard as shit. Like,
oh, fuck, can they be hard?
Like, really hard. Like, you lose. Like, I, you know, and.
Yeah, you lose people. Fights,
I made mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I lost some people that were close to me. But you know what? It was time. It was not only time for me, but it was time for them.
Yes.
And I spent a lot of time being angry at that. And now I'm at a point of acceptance. I think that we don't allow ourselves to experience anger in a safe and effective manner. And we're taught, oh, we can't be angry. And especially as women and trans women, we can't be angry. We can't be this. We can't be that. Right?
Yes.
And no, we can be, and we should be. But we have to realize that part of, and by everybody, I mean everybody that has any type of sacred connection to the feminine.
Absolutely. And we all do.
Well, true. But those of us that actually work and harness this energy.
Yes.
Because I think there's a big difference there. Yes, we can all recognize the duality in everybody, but there are some people that are here to not strengthen that muscle.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's why we end up with big corporations and greed and capitalism and all of those things that make things difficult for us.
Mm-hmm.
Us, by us, I mean those that are doing this, the work of the sacred feminine, right? And
yes,
rising up and reclaiming those words, those archetypes, those things that we're not supposed to be. And anger is a big part of that.
It's huge. And it's so 180 from men, right? All they're allowed to feel is anger. And we're not allowed to feel anything. God forbid we had an emotion up to and including anger.
Right?
Right?
This is where sometimes the podcast loses out, right? Because you can't see the face. It shows, like, really, this is exactly it, right?
And yes.
I feel almost sad for people who refuse to acknowledge the duality in things and in themselves internally, because they're missing out on such a large part of life.
Yes.
So those of us who are harnessing those things, those reclaiming those words, reclaiming that power, stepping into that power, standing up for right, standing up for all of that work is sacred feminine. It's your witch's work. It's your whatever it is, however you identify, not that it's overly important, because strip away all the shit and I'm just a human being. And I know that it's a dreamer attitude to have, and maybe I'm not recognizing things properly, but I really deeply feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, strip me naked, strip me down, and pull away all the parts, pull them all the way, because none of them are bad.
No.
Let's recognize and reintroduce each one and make space for that, and make space for the healing in our world, not just brush it over and sugarcoat it. Some of this stuff is nasty fucking shit. And you have to be willing to say to yourself, in that situation, that was a mistake I made. this feeling of anger is because of what? It's because of shame. This feeling of anger, this feeling of guilt, this feeling of remorse comes from an underlying issue. And that issue is so often always our own shame.
Yes, my friend. And we often mistake it for guilt.
Every time.
Every time.
And we don't have a safe place to express these other emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Someone once told me anger is a choice.
I don't know about that. How do you feel about that?
I don't either. But yeah. This is it. Like, I was very young at that point. And someone in a therapy support group told me that anger is a choice. And I don't believe that. What I believe is that we're not allowing people safe containers to express that anger, to express those darker emotions, to say that it's okay, to acknowledge them and recognize them and reintegrate them. We don't need to change who we are. We need to accept who we are.
Yes, you guys, if you could see this video, I'm just cheering her on. It is so true. We need to accept who we are. All sides of us, dark, light, black, green, blue, all the colors, our chakras, our hearts, our souls, our dark selves, our shadow selves, the narcissistic qualities we all have. We have to accept all of it. Mm-hmm. It's what makes us us. Mm-hmm. And there's a quote.
Taking responsibility for your emotions, right?
Yes. Yes. And there's a quote that really always resonates with me and my clients. And it's, shame dies when stories are told in safe places, right? We have to be able to create a safe place for everyone to be vulnerable and share their stories. When we create a space for that, we create a space for healing and acceptance of ourselves. And it's huge.
And that's what AWA really is about. It's about having that safe space, that community, that place online where you can ask any question or you can, you know, and receive support.
Yes.
But the space is there for you to express yourself, your spirituality, to ask questions about other cultures and traditions, to come from a place of reconciliation and appreciation versus appropriation. We can do this as a collective if enough of us start doing it.
Yes. Yes. And I feel your urgency in that message. I feel your need for inclusivity. So in saying that, we're talking about AWA, the AWA, and some people across the globe aren't going to know what that is. What is AWA, and how did that come to be, and what's your role in it?
So Alberta Witches Association is a nonprofit organization on its way to working towards a charitable nonprofit and, quite frankly, likely a religious organization, because there's always red tape, right? Mm-hmm. And to play the government game, you have to do what's necessary if you want to be able to help people and receive funding for helping people. So What we did, we originally started as just a Facebook group. There was five of us, and that original five of us, out of that original five of us, I'm the only one remaining. I'm the founder. I pressed the go button. I wasn't alone.
No.
And I would never, ever discount the other people's work that went into the early formation of AWA. But AWA is no longer that. AWA eventually took on a life of her own. And she was always, and I refer to her in the feminine because all along the way in the last 4 years. So we turned four on February 18th, 2024.
Congratulations, AWA.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody. And we have such an amazing team now. Mm-hmm. And it's been a constant team for the last 2 years, 2.5 years of four people. So there's myself, Midnight, the Mama Witch, my magical bean counter, Merlin. It's so funny. Everybody's got magical names. And so it's Midnight Merlin, double M and double A, because it's myself and Amy. And so Amy and Midnight and Merlin held the post together through all sorts of changes. And of course, in any type of forming of any type of group, organization, whatever you want to call it, in anything. And I want to stress that. In anything, there's drama, there's changes, there's arguments, there's differences of opinion, there's controlling. I was very controlling. I know that. And I will be the first one to say it.
I love your honesty.
I have to be.
Yes, 100%.
I have to be.
Honesty and transparency.
It's a part of integrity, and I will not sacrifice that for anything ever again.
I know. You're just incredible.
So we formed in 2020 as a Facebook group. We grew very quickly. There was a need for a safe, inviting space for witches and pagans and alternative spirituality in the province of Alberta, the Bible Belt of Canada. There was a need for a group like ours. So as we went through changes, we've always been about education and the free sharing of information. And that continues to this day. That's our primary focus. However, since our growth and since inception, we definitely began to realize that there's a need for charity in our community. And if there's one thing that the Christians do right, it's support each other through community.
Absolutely.
You can go to your church and get food. You can apply and have your water bill paid if you can't do that month. So those are programs we're working towards currently. That requires a lot of government involvement. And the biggest problem that we've had, that we've faced, the biggest hurdle that we are trying to desperately climb over still is definition of our organization.
That can be so hard, hey, because it's still, I'm just going to say it, it's still taboo in a lot of ways.
Totally.
Totally.
Polytheism as a whole, indigenous culture and tradition, paganism, and what, that's an umbrella that, I mean, I don't have arms big enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Paganism. And we all fall under paganism.
Yeah.
Basically, paganism is anything that's alternative to Christianity. So, and Judaism and Muslims. So outside of the big three, you're a pagan. And governments have formed this way. So in order to receive the support and the definition, we are in a position where we have to look at forming a religious organization. And these things take time.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
That's where the path that we're on is working towards that charitable organization. The last two Christmases or Yule, we've run a fundraising program. We call our fundraising program Sponsor a Witch. And under Sponsor a Witch, we do two things. One is we provide, currently under the program as it sits right now, we provide assistance to those who want to attend our yearly member retreat, which is called Witch Stock.
Yes.
And it's amazing. This is our fifth year. This is a big year for us. Location always remains a secret until you're until your ticket is paid. We give you a general idea, but
does that mean I have to send you money?
That's right. Yeah. Send money first, always. Just the reason for that is safety, actually. Yes. Safety of the community, because you never know who shows up. And we've had stragglers and we've had Christian stragglers, and everybody loves us at the end of the day because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
So we provide tickets to that weekend retreat. And a big sponsor of ours has been the Divine Mine in Calgary.
Fantastic. What a lovely metaphysical store. There's what, two locations?
There's two locations, one in the north and one in the south. And they sponsored six witches last year.
Wow.
They had a goal and to sponsor 12 and 13, sorry. And we did that.
Incredible.
And then at Yule, we ran a fundraising program. And under that, we call it Adopt a Witch, which is essentially like adopt a family. Mm-hmm. So we look for families who are interested in giving. And we look at and we ask for people who are in need to apply to the program. There is some basic information that you have to provide just to show that you're in need. And there is a minimum expectation of the support that you would give your family.
Mm-hmm.
We pair you up based on location because, remember, we operate in the entirety of the province.
Yes.
So we try to keep people in the same location. And then in addition to that pairing, so we did that pairing this past Yule and the Yule before, and we stopped there. This past Yule, we went a little bit further, and as an organization, we raised enough funds to provide each family with $150 food hamper to, like, well, grocery gift card, because we're all over the province, but grocery store. So they chose their grocery store and we provided them that hamper in the form of a gift card, so that they, the giving family, would know that the groceries for at least a few days, with the prices the way they are, at least a good meal
was absolutely
by the organization. And I know, like, right now, because we are still a nonprofit and not a charitable nonprofit, we have to wait for that designation to be able to provide tax receipts for donation, but we can still provide business write-off receipts and stuff like that to any donors. And we've always done that in the past.
Incredible. Do you have to be a member of AWA to be a donator or a sponsor for the Sponsor a Witch, or can anybody do it?
Anybody can apply for that program. We don't. One of the things that Alberta Witches Association, and I suppose having witch in there really kind of dials it in, but once you at least join the online Facebook group, which you can find by just typing in Alberta Witches Association, and our business page will come up and the private group comes up. And we keep the group private because there are many people who don't want to be outed.
Yes.
Don't want their families to know or their friends to know that they're looking at that type of spirituality, or that they are a witch, or that they are, you know, something different than what their family expects. So we don't want to. A big thing for us is privacy and anonymity, right? So we keep that group private. But, and so to know about those programs, you would have to follow, be in the group or follow the Facebook page. We don't, you know, share it at this point any further than that. We have our website. So if you were just somebody online looking for assistance, of that type, that time of year, then we make sure that we're searchable. But no, you don't have to be a member of the community to utilize the service, because we want everybody to know that the organization is open to everybody. So if you want to come and learn about witches and witchcraft, or or alternative spirituality or energy work, because there's a lot of stuff, or astrology, or, you know, you could come to the group and learn. Last year there was, or 2 years ago now, there was a group of women up in Edmonton just doing a book club, and they reached out to us, and I went up and did a, just hung out with them. And, explained what it was like to live as a real witch. So even if you're just wanting to learn that way, we would still welcome you. You know, there's Christian witches all over this province. It's absolutely beautiful. What people fail to realize is witchcraft in particular is not, it's not a religion.
Yeah,
it's a cultural practice. Every culture on the face of the earth since the beginning of mankind has had witches.
Yes.
Call them the cunning folk. Call them healers. Call them the Babas. Call them the Romani. Call them whatever you want, whatever. And again, that's a part of a cultural, a culture, right? To be a Romani witch means you're Romanian, right?
Yeah.
Slavic witchcraft has a big following, but if you look deeper into Slavic witchcraft and the Norse pantheon or the Norse mythology, it's very much connected. And when you start to learn about these things in an open, safe environment where you can ask questions and not feel silly or stupid, because a lot of groups out there make people feel that way.
Yeah.
Not power.
No. And I've never found that with you guys, watching you flow through Awa and watching your members flow through and the questions that come up and the vulnerability that comes up in that safe space is truly incredible. And you guys are doing something so right for so many.
It's not what the initial intention was. But it grows every day. And again, I refer to Awa as she's my baby. Being the last man standing. She's my baby. And we all share, you know, the team now. We all share that common vision. For Awa, which is in the future, there will be a physical space. There will be a place to come if you can't afford to live in, you know, like, it'll be there when people need it as a learning place, as a gathering space, as a farm, as a, you know, there'll be a lot of different things that happen there. But one day when that physical location comes to fruition, it'll be what we've created online in person. And that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I work towards. And I'm grateful that I have a team to take care of the everyday things so that I can grow us further in different ways. Because again, back to that red tape, and it requires it.
Yep, for sure. Your role within Awa is evolving this year.
It evolved last year. So, yeah. So we have our AGM always around Halloween or Samhain. And so this last year, I stepped away from the board. I am no longer the president. I am the founder and the cow. What's a cow? Why would you call yourself a cow?
Why?
So I'll tell you this story. It's a cute story. We were at a retreat, and a friend of, and I was speaking at that retreat. That was Leah's witch retreat last October. So that was around the same time it was happening. I was stepping down as president, and I finally had felt comfortable with the team that had come together so that I could do that, because that's very scary, right? Like, that changes the role completely. It changes everything for me and puts me in an operations position. Mm-hmm. So instead of, and I don't like that chief operating officer, like the, well, it's a gross feeling for me because I worked in upper management in a very toxic environment, in a toxic industry before in my other life, my previous life, to actually living the life I was supposed to. I was put here to live. When I lived the other one, I was in upper management. So that chief operating officer just, it carries too much grossness for me. So, uh-huh. And it was funny. So I was telling this story about how I didn't like it. And my friend Arlene looked at me and she's like, well, you're the chief operating witch. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's cow.
I love
so
that.
Now I say, so I am the cow of
Alma. Perfect.
And I love it because I'm reclaiming that. Because, I mean, I can be a cow if you think of that, like what cow has, has meant.
Yeah.
You know, aggressive female, you know, bitchy, demanding, controlling. Definitely all of those things in certain situations. So, yeah. But I'm not making excuses for bad behavior here, but I demand excellence.
I just absolutely. Yep.
In my life, right? And why fight it? I'm a perfectionist. It drives me insane. And I am my own worst enemy. I only damage myself. You see, there is the trick. Therein lies the trick to reclamation of pussy, bitch, cunt, fucker, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call me,
yep.
Call me.
Yep.
The cow. I can handle it. I have big shoulders. And sometimes, yes, I am those things, but I'm no longer apologizing for that.
Incredible. I love how much you're standing in your fucking center right now. And that string of curse words was absolutely glorious because it's true.
It is.
It's so true.
Like, you know, they took my womb when I was 23.
Yes.
And so I've lived a large, but more time now without one than I had one working. And when it worked, it didn't work very well anyway. I was lucky to have the two I did. Mm-hmm. I could have had more likely, but I would have been sick as a dog. So how do we stand in that power when you don't have that space?
Yeah.
Well, we all still have that space. It's about finding that womb space, honoring it for what it is. It's mm-hmm. not about having a uterus and bleeding.
No, it's not. The womb space, whether it's there or not, is sacred.
Absolutely. And you can think of that energy center as your sacral. You can do that if that's what helps you to get through the blockages of not having that space anymore. That's where I would say center your work. And that's where I've centered my work. So I felt like I wasn't a woman for so long. Like, I didn't deserve to reclaim the word bitch because I haven't gone through this. I still went through it. I still have my ovaries. I still have emotions. I still have that sacral space.
Yes.
So what am I ignoring it for? That's where, as someone who leads in the sacred feminine, that's where you get your power from.
Yes.
Once I found that, it was like a whole new thing. And since the shadow work, just in the last month, it's like a whole new thing. And every time you open a door or close a door, you make space for something new.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And friend, you've opened so many doors this year.
And I've closed a lot over the last, I would say 3 years, two years for sure. I've closed a lot of doors and some of those doors looked like mistakes in the beginning.
Yes.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt horrible.
Looking back on them now, how do you feel?
Glad. And not just glad for me, but glad for them too.
Yes.
Because you have to be willing to, if you're going to ask for forgiveness and grace, you have to be willing to give it. And let me be clear here. I'm not apologizing. And I'm not asking for anything. I'm accepting it as it is for my part in it. And the pieces that I put on the table and moved around. And I wouldn't be human if some of that wasn't to my advantage. But I'm not going to apologize for that shit anymore. And I gave more than I have ever taken back.
Yes.
But that's part of my witch's work, and that's nobody's fucking business.
Exactly.
I choose to share it.
Yep. And your scales are in more of a balance for you than they have ever been in this moment.
Your eyes, because you got this thing and I can just see you like your face is getting redder and redder and redder. So I know I'm hitting the nail.
Yeah, you are.
The way I'm supposed to. Because that alignment is there and I know that you feel it. So
yes.
And feel it for me. So I want to thank you for that, for feeling that for me and for honoring it for me.
Anytime, my friend. Anytime.
And giving me the grace to share like this, because you may have opened a can of worms here. I may have opened a can of worms here. But again, I'm willing to give grace where it's needed, forgive where I can, love always.
Always.
Walking with my passions first.
Yes.
My integrity first. And if that makes me a bitch, if that makes me difficult and demanding, bring it on. Bring it on.
I love it. And it's always going to happen. The more you stand in your center, the more you hold your boundaries, the more you know what you want, people are going to view you that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
Watch me go.
Not everybody has to like me. And do you know how long it took me to get there?
A while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, long time. A lot of pain. A lot of heartache.
Yeah.
A lot of dark times. A lot of not wanting to be here. Not thinking I deserved to be here.
Those spots can be so hard. And I'm so grateful that you're here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just love you.
Thank you. I love you too. I'm grateful for you. You, like I said, you may have opened a can of worms because I feel like at home. So I appreciate that.
This
I
is good.
I just have a lot to share.
You do. You do. And I want to talk about some of your workshops and retreats that you're planning this year and how people can find you.
So this is funny because, yeah, how do you find me, right? Well, you can find me in the AWA group always.
Yes.
I'm active in there. I share as much as my time allows me to, because I'm still all about that community education. And I'm human. Sometimes I fall off the sharing bandwagon. I'm really bad at social media, but I have a daughter, Kaylee, who is my market partner in crime. And then my son and my husband are the logistic partners in crime. So the four of us really take in the WGM and again, didn't intend for it to be this way. So through the Witch's Garden Market, you can find me as well. So that's Starfly Promotions. And then you can also find me through I'm also a maker. I create, I'm a witch. So my creations are different. They kind of, I'm learning, require explanation. And now I have to get on the social media bandwagon to do that. So you can find us through Instagram, Facebook. I don't do TikTok. I can't.
No, I hear you.
I wish you could see me because I just can't.
She's currently exploding, you guys.
Yeah, like my brain just doesn't go there. And that's why Awa doesn't have a TikTok either, because the right person hasn't come in yet that we want to give them that reign to go and create, right?
Yes.
So through Awa, through the private group, through the Witch's Garden Market group or the Starfly Promotions page, and then through Shamie's Suitcase is what our business is called. My husband's a vinyl artist, so any kind of decal you could want for your home, car, anything like that, whatever, your computer, your books, decals, any type of vinyl work, that's what
okay,
he does.
That is super cool, and we're going to chat about that because I need some vinyls for my car, homie.
Oh yeah, you got it. Absolutely.
Beauty.
Absolutely, we're on it. So yeah, he does vinyl and I do witchcraft. So I read traditional playing cards and bones. So my readings are a little bit different, but energetically, they're fun.
And I have to ask. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm going to interrupt. I have to ask. How the fuck do you read bones? Do you read people's bones? I'm just curious.
So bones originally are like they're part of the voodoo religion, right? So
okay.
So and in voodoo, what they would do is they would use the skeleton of a chicken.
Okay.
And so that's the bones. But as a practicing witch and as someone who's not into appropriation, what I've done is I've created my own set of bones. All these pieces are energetically connected to me in some way, shape, or form. It took me over 2 years to assemble it and just like learn. And I have pieces that come in and out, but mine aren't just bones. I have small crystals and dice and, you know, other things, seeds and things. And so when you have a bone reading, I use a mat in the cardinal directions that I created myself, and I don't sew. So this is like a big deal that I created this right by myself. So, and it's a hybrid reading. So I do your cards first, and that's a 15 card spread. And it's a minimum half hour read, but they usually last longer. So if we're in a market setting, because it looks different at home when you come and see me than it looks at the market. So market is minimum half an hour. It's usually right around there. And we do a 15 card spread and then we clarify the overall energy with the bones. And based on where the pieces fall in the cardinal directions and what that piece means and then how it relates to the direction or the element is how the reading takes place.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really neat.
That is incredibly cool. I love that you've made your own set. It doesn't just involve bones.
Yeah, no, there's like coins, there's crystals, there's shells, there's seeds, there's bones, and they all represent something, right? So, and like I said, I have a few pieces and I can take them out or put some in or make things different. It just depends on what my energy is playing to that day, because the way I look at reading for people is I'm just a conduit of the energy that they need to, the messages that they need to hear. That I'm just like all of us that read, I think. I'm a multi-generational witch, so I was taught this at a very young age, and so I'm in the process of remembering everything that I forgot, you know, in my, you know, mid to late 40s. So I'm on that path, as we all are in our mid to late 40s, because there's something about our particular generation that really got hammered with a lot of stuff that people don't recognize. And so no. Those of us who are trying to turn those things around, it can be quite difficult. There's nothing more difficult at 42 or at 38 discovering that you have ADHD and you're wondering why it was so hard for you to get it out.
Oh my gosh. And then the grief that comes with that, the loss of so many opportunities and moments, and wow.
If I had just known, right? So
yes.
you know, and I'm also, like, I have fibromyalgia, I suffer, and I don't like to use the word suffer. I try to use the word experience. So the symptoms that I do experience can be quite severe. I also, and I will say, suffer from migraine and cluster headaches. And if anybody, you know, there's a lot of us out there. So I want to just give a shout out to my warriors, my fibro warriors, and my chronic pain sufferers of all types. All hidden illnesses need to be recognized because I look fine. And, you know, we'll finish up here and I will need a 3-hour nap because I've extended so much.
Yes.
And, but at the same time, I don't look at all of those things like this diagnosis that defines me. And I think a lot of people get lost in that. The doctor said I have ADHD, BPD, TDD, blah, 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 blah. And we get so bogged down with all of these diagnoses and all of these things that people tell us we have that we don't get to explore who we truly are because we're busy dealing with what the outside world has told us that we need to improve.
Yep.
I find this happens with my neurodivergent friends.
A lot.
It's not fair. Oversharing is something that should be celebrated.
Yes. Yes.
It's not stifled, right?
I agree.
And so I just hope that in all of the things that I do, I'm just that beacon of light for others that maybe don't have that safe space. So that's how you can find me. It's not hard to find me.
No, it really isn't. And I will link all of your stuff here to the episode so people can just click and go and find you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So we didn't talk about some of the workshops and retreats.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Is it quiet? Is it tight-lipped? Can we talk?
Yeah. So I am going to do a witchcraft workshop at the next market. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run just a Beltane spell jars and ritual incense workshop. Cool. And so we're going to learn about the spell jar. We're going to create one for Beltane. So we're going to open up our heart centers and we're going to use crystals and herbs and things to create our spell jars. And you'll be able to go home with that, of course. And then we're going to create a ritual incense for Beltane, but we're going to center that around your personal power for the season. So Beltane is the time of love. This is May Day. This is about fertility and rebirth and regeneration and renewal and love and lust and passion. And
yes.
All of those things. So we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about herbs. We're going to talk about lust. We're going to talk about how to bottle those types of energies to help you manifest your dreams. And that's what's going to go on at the next market.
And is there a cost for people to join this?
Yeah. So there's going to be a cost. I don't know exactly what it's going to be yet, but it's going to include all your supplies. So I'm kind of around the $30 to $40 mark per person, but you're
super reasonable.
You think so? I'm always worried that I'm charging too much. And that's always been a hard thing for me. That's why it took so long to come out and read, is because I felt as a witch, I couldn't get my head around that energy exchange, but yep. I'm getting much better at it.
Yeah, you are. And I mean, $40 is extremely reasonable for your supplies, for your skill set and knowledge to encourage people to have that safe place to explore and grow. Super reasonable, my friend.
Yeah, and we're going to have an AWA gathering. We'll do an AWA coffee cauldron for Calgary before that. We have a space that we can utilize mm-hmm. in conjunction with the market. I'm really trying to change things up. No, I'm not doing conferences. No, I'm not doing guest speakers. No, I'm not doing, like, I want to be real clear. That's not my vision. we will have rituals, we will have workshops, and they're all going to be witch related because that's who I am.
Absolutely.
And it's my market.
Yep. Exactly. It's your fucking market, man.
That's right. So that's what we're going to do in the market. And you'll want to follow Shamie's Suitcase for these updates, because that's the part of the business that will grow around my growth. So I don't know what I'm going to call it. I already have a group established that has amassed a ton of information on the goddess Hecate, because that is my patron deity.
Yeah.
I venerate her. Well, I spend time with her daily. So like it's more than veneration and worship.
It feels like a sisterhood.
Yeah, it's a functional relationship. I am definitely one of her chosen. I know this. A pharmaca. So I have an affinity for plant spirit witchcraft. So that's always centered. So if you come to my house for a reading, and this stuff is going to start to flow onto the internet as I get better with social media, my readings look a little bit different. So when you come, you're going to come, but we're either going to do a mini cacao to open up your heart, or we're going to blend you a tea from my apothecary, and you get to go home with that after your reading. We do a cleansing, small cleansing ritual, and then we read the cards and the bones together. It looks a little bit different. I wanted to offer something a little bit different there. And the cacao, I've really connected with. My friend Leah is a facilitator, and we had it at Witchstock last year, and I've experienced it a couple other times. And I just felt like to open up heart center, like it's just a really lovely plant magic to work with. Chocolate is amazing and very beneficial spiritually and physically.
Oh, so healing.
So the mundane use. So I wanted to give that or the tea, because I also have an affinity for, you know, some different kind of plant spirit witchcraft. And I know about the poisons and the baneful magic or the baneful herbs. I know about baneful magic too, but that can be another topic for another time.
We're just going to do a dark episode next, all right?
Absolutely.
About the dark side.
That's right. So, I mean, things are going to start to come out. Shamie's Suitcase is where you're going to want to do that, and follow me for that. And then I'm always going to do something in AWA. And when we do stuff in AWA through our Discord, that is stuff you have to be a member for in terms of AWA.
How much does a membership cost, and where can we sign up?
Okay, so the website is where we direct all of our registrations to. So if you go to AlbertaWitchesAssociation.com, go to the membership tab, and there's two choices, a single membership, which is $25, and a family membership, or and it's $50 for the year. That, like, you can sign up for all of the free stuff, book clubs, midnight runs, beginner witch workshop series. We have our wealth witch, Mariletta, and she is a finance advisor. So she merges, you know, the mundane money with magic, and that is an amazing channel, and the manifestation that comes out of there is just incredible. So all of those things are free. You get advanced pricing on witch stock tickets. All of our in-person Wheel of the Year gatherings are included in that. So if there's supplies to be had, that's included. So yeah, there's lots of things. But of course, I want to mention that none of that stuff happens without additional volunteers. And, you know, we have a core team now, and it's growing and it's getting better. But organizations don't stay doing the things that they can do if there's not people to move it forward. So if you're at all curious or want to get involved, or you're listening to this and you're already a part of us and you are wondering, just reach out to the AWA admin team, reach out to the volunteer co email. All of our stuff is listed, and just get involved in your community, because that's the only way we'll make it better.
That, absolutely. It takes a community. We can't do it alone. And there's something very incredible about being in service.
It's, you can look at it as part of, like I say, my witch's work. This is, every time you do volunteer work, if you venerate a deity or whatever, this is in service to that, in service to the energy, in service to the universe, in service to whoever, whatever, however it works for you.
Exactly.
Giving is equally as important as receiving.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
So did I do that? I talked about the workshops and I have other stuff. There's other stuff coming.
Is that tight-lipped for now?
Well, we're definitely going to do a broom making, a besom making workshop in the future.
Incredible. Do you see yourself doing any men's workshops?
Well, yes, I think so. But it's going to take some time to come, because I am actually taking that shadow work that I experienced. I am poised to take the facilitation training. So that will bring a completely different container to our local community.
Yes.
So yes, there's things coming. There's things coming for everybody, for the 18 to 24 year olds, especially in AWA. You'll find a lot of that stuff is going to start to happen. Witch Stock 5 is going to look a lot different, just in terms of what's being offered, age groups, that type of thing.
Right.
So it'll be exciting.
It's going to be super exciting. And the Witch Stock's usually over a few days, hey, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, so this year will be August 15th to 18th. We're always the third weekend of August, mm-hmm. to give a nice time, because it's usually a 5-week month. So it gives you a nice time from the August long weekend and then before September long weekend, which is everybody's pretty much wrap up to summer. First year we did it. It's just in the bush. We just did it. And went out there and built a stage on Wednesday and like held all the public spots and put up, like, it was just crazy, but we did it. It was so much fun. We had a great time. It started from Sean and I were talking about how we could have a music festival, because he's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, so there is a musical component to Witch Stock. We do have a band that'll play on the Saturday night always. And I like to be upfront with that, because sometimes people don't enjoy that type of entertainment. Mm-hmm. But we don't do anything really late. Like, we kind of shut things down by 11:30 midnight, because it is a family affair.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we want to be cognizant of everybody. Some people have, you know, stimulation challenges, they can't handle that type of thing, and we want to just recognize that everybody in the community has something to bring, and so we want to make sure that what we're putting forward works for everybody. And being that we're going into year 5, I think we've kind of got it figured out. But there's always something. You can't please everybody, Marliana. You just can't.
Nope, you can't. I learned that a long time ago, and I'm okay with that. As long as you come from the right place, nothing is going to be detrimental.
This is,
you just come from the right place. Exactly. Exactly. So the next market with Starfly Promotions, the Witch's Garden Market, it's at the Renfrew Community Association in Calgary, right?
Yeah, again, that's kind of our home base for sure. Okay. Yes.
And it's May 3rd and 4th.
May 3rd and 4th. On the 3rd, that's the Friday night, it'll be from 6 to 10. And then Saturday will be from 10 to 6.
Awesome. And we're going to have some food trucks?
Yes, actually. Yay! My email just came.
Yay!
So let's see. Who are we having? I can tell you. We're having mini donuts Canada and the Holy Griddle.
Oh,
so mini
Jesus
donuts
Christ.
Canada is gonna be great, and they are
Yes.
like all I do for 2 days is eat junk food. So and the Holy Griddle we've not had before, but welcome to the Holy Griddle.
Welcome, Holy Griddle.
Yeah, and
it sounds amazing.
We love Jen from Mini Donuts Canada. So what the organization that we support there was actually founded by the Pierogi Boys. And so that's the Community Food Trucks Calgary as opposed to YYC Food Trucks. So there's
right.
kind of two organizations, and we've worked with both. But our relationship with Community Food Trucks has really grown. And we use them for Alberta Witches Association stuff too. And sometimes that's hard when you're planning witch stock and planning things for a witch association. That word, witch, in Alberta, we're getting there. We're getting there.
We really are.
We are. And, you know, we have great guests for the Witch's Garden Market here in Calgary. Our following is great. And I love that this year we're really trying to spice it up and do some different things and see how our community feels.
Yes.
So hence the witch workshops. We're going to give it a shot.
I think this is going to be screaming successful. The garden market, by the way, is free entry, I believe.
Always. Right? Yeah.
Awesome.
Always.
So if you want to join the workshop, that's going to be your additional cost of around $40, but
yeah.
You better get it. You better sign up.
Well, that's it. I'll be putting that up through the Shamey suitcase, and I'll definitely share it to the Witch's Garden Market group, the public group there. And yeah, it is going to be capped at 20 people. So
wonderful. And again, yeah. That's going to be on May 3rd and 4th.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
It'll be great. You're reading.
Thank you for having me, by the way. I'm so excited to come back.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you back. Our energy, just like we're different types of readers. So I just really thought that I was sending people back to you, and I had people coming back up to me that you had sent to me. So,
yep.
I mean, it just worked really well. This is about community, right? And
yes.
So we're here to work together and support each other, not, oh, that's my reading. No.
The gatekeeping's got to stop.
It has to. It has to. And I feel like that's part of my role in the overall scheme of things is to bring communities together that otherwise wouldn't come together, especially
yes.
under the pagan umbrella, because there's equal division and I've equally been a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes working together just doesn't work out.
I hear you. Not every vibration's going to match.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I used to feel bad about that. And I don't anymore.
I feel so much of that. For the longest time, I felt the same way.
Often we feel we're alone, right?
Often.
Like, who else feels this way? Who else does this? Who
mm-hmm.
else goes through this?
Mm-hmm.
And so with the creation of those organizations and events, market, whatever, everything that happens around me happens for the sake of bringing people together. I want that to be the message.
Mm-hmm.
To take anything away from our time together. And if listening to this has exposed you to who I am as a person in any way, the big message is that I just want everybody to know that everything, every step I take is guided by the messages that I'm receiving that's best for the collective that's in front of me. So I just want that to be what's remembered.
Oh, so girl.
Everything that I've done has been for the good of the community at all times.
Even and so much of us see that and feel that.
Right. And sometimes those decisions are hard and yucky and nasty and messy.
Screaming hard.
But I'm not going to live with regret.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not going to say that I'm sorry.
So in saying that, do you have a message for the collective today? a useful tip.
Okay. I think so. You know, there's a lot of things coming up and everybody's kind of getting all up in arms about, you know, everything's beginning in Aries. And Aries is such a big energetic presence in our world anyway. And so we have retrograde that just started, and we have the eclipse and the super new moon coming up. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not close.
Absolutely.
And you are going to see it, you know, and just because all of those things are happening, it doesn't mean that you need to fall into that trap of feeling out of sorts. I encourage you throughout this month to listen to your breathing and your breath and ground yourself into the darkness of the cave. Because in the earth and in the mother, if our heart is open to receive, that's where you're going to receive the messages that you need to hear this time, from underneath, not from up above. So keep that in mind, I guess. I'm going underneath.
What a great message.
Yeah. And that womb space, right?
Yeah, exactly. That
male womb or space. Female?
Well, that was what I was just going to say. It goes for both dualities, masculine, feminine. There is a womb space for both of us.
Absolutely. There's a space for everybody there.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
that's my message. Go inside to the mother.
Thank you for that.
Don't get caught up in those celestial events, but definitely check them out.
It's a whole balance there. Don't get caught up, but make sure you know what's going on, okay?
Exactly. And can I just mention that CERN starts in April every year? Like,
thank you for that.
CERN goes to sleep in November.
Yeah.
That just turned my Siri on, if you can believe that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's off. It's funny how your phone will turn on when you talk about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, CERN shuts down every year from November to April. Did they maybe plan that maybe April 8th was a good day this year to freak everybody out?
Maybe. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I see it happening and I'm like, it starts in April every year.
Yes.
But they achieved what they were looking to achieve, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. There's all sorts of purpose and intention here. And buckle up, hold yourself gently. Don't get
into
caught up.
Into the mother.
That's right. Into the mother. Mom holds you so gently.
Yes. Absolutely.
Is there anything else you'd like to give us today?
No, I don't think so. I'll keep my tinfoil hat to myself. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I had to say it. No, I think I want to thank you just for having me here and being willing to be the person to put this out there.
I will always have a safe space for you, my friend. And you and I, we share a very loving and strong bond. And I'm very excited to see what you do this year. And I just keep seeing this expansion and growth for you. So I'm so happy for you and I'm proud of you. And just because we don't talk every day doesn't mean I'm not supporting you from afar.
Absolutely.
And I definitely have your back, girl.
I definitely have yours too, but thank you.
I feel it.
Thank you. I do too. And that's huge for me. So thank you. I appreciate
it. Anytime. My hope is you enjoyed the safe house today.
I absolutely enjoyed the safe house today. I would love to come back anytime and talk about anything with you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. So I think as we get the witch stock together and as you find your pace and things start coming out to the public, we're going to chat again because we want to chat about the vendors and what that's going to look like in pricing and camping and all that good stuff. So we'll be chatting again real soon.
Yes, we will. It'll be good. It's going to be exciting. Definitely buckle up for that one. But no, nothing's coming out until May.
Nope. Lips are sealed. Shh.
I'm going to stick with my May 20th or April 25th date. I'm going to listen to my energies. And
yes.
The market will be fun.
The market's going to be great. And there's going to be so much that comes from that for a lot of people.
Good. I hope so. That's all I ever aim to do.
Yes. You always have the best of intentions, my friend.
Thank you.
Say hi to Kaylee for me.
I will. That's it. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, my friend.
That is it for episode 8, folks. This was Amy Clark, owner of the Witch's Garden Market, Starfly Promotions, and the founder of the Alberta Witches Association. Amy is also a creatrix and the owner of Shamie's Suitcase. All the links are in the episode. Go give her a follow, and episode 9 is going to come in screaming, guys. Take care. Until next time.